You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, the third day of April in the year of our Lord, 2021. Had some technical difficulties, and they are apparently resolved now. Hopefully, we can get everybody on the air. Rick will be on, as well as Lori. Rick is on. Okay, great. We're going to hit a couple news articles real quick.
Yeah.
One of them. This is from Naomi Wolf via Zero Hedge. Vaccine passports are the end of human liberty in the West. Now, in here, she talks about how this vaccine passport can be hooked to your bank account, your cell phone services, and everything else. Basically, a huge infringement on our rights. You know, you're going to hear these arguments that the Constitution is not a suicide pact. That's true, but this is ridiculous. Here's one of the quotes in a Wolf predicts the vaccine passport would eventually track every aspect of your life. And what that means is it can be merged with your PayPal account, your digital currency. Microsoft is already talking about merging it with your payment plans. Your networks can be sucked up. It geolocates you everywhere you go. Your credit history can be included. All of your medical history can be included. This is very similar to what they've already done in China. So, folks, I'm not trying to do fear-mongering here. I'm just letting you know what's a breeze and what appears to be coming. So that's something to really keep track of, be aware of. I'm not saying there's anything we can do about it, but be aware of it, be prepared for it. Okay. Dr. Michael Yaden. Now, you probably don't know this name. He's a former vice president and director of science for one of the major drug companies. I want to say it was Pfizer. But anyway, this article is on LifeSiteNews.com. That's LifeSiteNews.com. Just came out this week. Now, remember, this is the guy who developed many, many vaccines. His opening quote is, "Please warn every person not to go near top-up vaccines. There's absolutely no need to use them. If someone wished to harm or kill a significant proportion of the world's population over the next few years, the system being put in place right now will enable it. It is my considered view that it is entirely possible that this will be used for massive scale depopulation." And this is a quote from him addressing the American Frontline Doctors an association. Folks, we got the guy who was basically in charge of this stuff. I believe, like I said, it was Pfizer. Coming out and saying, don't do this. Don't use this vaccine. Now, professionally, this guy's career is over. It's probably going to cost him dearly financially. But if he can save just a few lives, I say, you know, kudos to him for having the balls to do what he's doing. Now, this article is very long. It's about 10 typed out pages. So, again, it's at LifeSiteNews.com. I encourage you to read this. It is a real eye-opener about the vaccines. So, Rick and Lori, any comments?
I have one. Lori, what do you think?
I haven't heard of Lori.
I agree.
She might not be.
No, I agree. No? Oh, I can. No, I'm kidding. Well, look, I told you so long ago that this is what was happening. In my opinion, I'm sorry. In my opinion, when they put up a monument in granite in 10 languages
right,
in Georgia, telling you that they're going to kill 14/15 of the world population, and then Bill Gates comes out and says, yeah, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it through vaccinations, and if you won't come get one, we'll put it in the mosquitoes, and we'll come and get you. And then suddenly you have Bill Gates chasing around in circles with this little, telling everybody to get his secret sauce. I don't know.
Right.
Something wrong with me. Does this not look like really suspicious? And then I told you this would all be linked to your social credit score, or in this particular case, your financial credit score. I told you they would do this. They're progressives, and I know probably there's a bunch of people saying, "Oh, they would never do that." No, there isn't anything. There isn't anything on this planet that they can do they won't do, and they're going to do it. That's just the way it is. So that in my comment, I said this would happen, and I'll bet you $5. As bad as you think this is, they're not half done.
Well, I agree. You know, like I said, I don't think there's anything we can actually do about it. But, you know, the most technical things can be defeated by the simplest means. If you're living in a community where nobody's going to play this game, you're still going to get by. You know, that's the way I look at it, Rick. You know,
well, I've got an extended family. I've got a very large immediate family, and even this is a subject of mass debate in amongst my immediate family would be frontline like a nurse, teachers, a nurse, and other people who would be the frontline, who would be technically first in line for this vaccine. You get some of them saying, "I'm going to get this thing just as quick as I can."
Right.
And I'm saying, I'm too effing old to raise your children. You better think about this because, you know, it's not always about you. So, it doesn't matter what I say. They made up their mind. They're, as soon as they can get this jab, they're getting it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So,
yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got. You know, you get 10 or 20 people, you're going to get a massive divergence of personal opinion here. And if, you know, like I told my wife, you know, who's a teacher, she's arguing with me about it. I think I might get it this summer. I think I might do this. I think I might do that. And I said, this isn't buying a used car, man. You know, you can't put it back on Craigslist if you don't like it. This goes in your blood. You can't get it back out again. So there is no buyer's remorse here. You know, it's one and done. You make your decision. You got to live with that or die with that, however you'd like to put this. I guess that's enough about that. Got any, is there another suicide pact we can make?
That's one way to put it. Give me just a second here, buddy. There's a couple other things. All right, I guess everybody's by now heard about the mass shooting in North Carolina that occurred last night at a, quote, house party. 3 dead, 4 injured. Shooter still on the run.
No.
You know, so that's another one. You know, Biden and company are 11. You know, a little more ammunition for them to do away with guns. And that's the long-range goal. Short-range goal is the big, black, scary ones. Basically anything that takes a magazine. Also, record gun sales last month, Rick. 4.7 million background checks. And you know, all those background checks are not necessarily for one individual weapon. You can do a background check and cover 10 weapons at once. So people are buying guns.
Well, if you can find them, I mean, you know, around here, I mean, maybe in some areas they're easy to come by. Boy, around here, it's getting tough. Yes, if you want a gun, you can get a gun. But like I said two shows ago, you won't necessarily get the gun you went in to get. You'll just have to take whatever you can get. And if you're okay with that, then okay. You know, you might go in there looking for a black rifle and leave with a .22, or you might go in there looking for a .45 and have to accept a .32 caliber, something. Yeah. So you know, it's It's getting to be like so many other things, and there you have this whole nine yards, this low speed train wreck that we're watching, that nobody seems to be. It's going so slow, it's like watching a glacier move. Nobody sees it, and yet
right.
if you look around, and we'll get into this in a little bit too. I don't want to step on your thing here, but you find that the Perth Mint, probably the biggest mint in the world in Australia.
Right. Perth.
They claim they've got silver, but then the CEO comes out this week and begging people not to buy it. I'm like,
right.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, what are you saying? You make a living selling silver, but you don't want anybody to buy your stuff. So
well,
is it possible?
The way
you,
I understand
are you lying?
It, Rick, they have leased a lot of silver. So technically they have it. I believe they leased it from J.P. Morgan. And
well, yes.
I forgot how many 100,000 ounces.
Yeah, it's in there allocated. I think they've got, what do they got, 7,000, 1,000 ounce bars, I think. But yes, it's in an allocated account, which means that it doesn't even belong to them. And every time somebody stands for delivery of hard metal, you're giving them a fit because if I understand this correctly, and I got this from Arcadia Economics, and while this guy acts a little goofy, he really does some very good work. It appears that they're doing a Ponzi thing where they're actually borrowing, or should I just flat out say, as a matter of fact, what's his name? Andy Shechtman, who is also brilliant, he's in the metals business, said they're actually stealing. What they're doing is they're actually, if you stand for delivery, they're giving you someone else's silver, hoping like hell you don't call yours in until they can find some more and replace what they just stole from you. So, yeah, they got a problem on their hands of some kind. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it's panicking them.
Oh, yeah. And fact is, they even changed their policy. At one time, if you held silver with the Perth Mint, like, let's say, 1,000-ounce bars, which all have serial numbers on it, they would give you the serial numbers. Now they've quit doing that. They're just certifying that there's a 1,000-ounce bar storage for you.
So they are stealing your silver, handing it out to people who demand delivery, and then trying to replace it later, and they don't want you to line up the serial numbers. That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
That would be my guess.
Exactly.
That's what it sure looks like. It. Well, so like I say, I didn't want to step on your arrangement here, but what I'm saying is that you find that, you know, if you, you know, step back from the trees so you can see the forest, you'll see that in various areas, whether it's silver or guns, or whatever it is, the supply is getting really, really tight. Last summer and fall, it was the cannon
right.
jars. I'm going to warn you right now, going into spring, there's going to be another shortage of tomato cages and cannon
mm-hmm.
jars. If you would like to buy straw hats in the winter, and I suggest that you do, get your cannon jars now before it starts, because it'll all happen all over again. And get your tomato cages now, because if you wait, you are not going to get any. So, anyway.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Please continue. I didn't mean to do that.
Go backtracking just a tiny bit on the guns thing. Folks, gunbroker.com. That's my new go-to place. Case lots, ammunition, firearms. I did buy a firearm this month through Gunbroker. Everything worked great. I got exactly what I wanted at a price that I really liked, because the finish was supposedly blemished. I have yet to find a blemish on the weapon. But anyway, I got a really good deal. So, you know, you got to take your time and shop. But gunbroker.com is a great place to go, and it does work. I just bought a case of 223 from.
Okay, guys, we have a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen, we were talking about guns last time. What you should buy.
Some of the things you should buy before
they can't be gotten. How's that?
Well, they can't. Yeah, you can. Well, you look. You know, it's like so many other things. If you waited until now to go find a gun, two things. First of all, you waited way too long. Secondly, you're going to pay too much. And the third thing out of two is that you probably don't know how to use it anyway. So I don't know what to tell you.
At a point.
you're so far behind the curve, it's insane. Good luck surviving anything. You probably shoot yourself. Hopefully it's only in a foot or something.
That doesn't work well, Rick.
No, I am convinced it doesn't. Later on, I will send you something you will not believe unless I already did it. Do you see those fools playing Russian roulette with their feet?
No, I haven't seen that.
You're not going to believe it. So there is a brother, and he is in the hood, and he's got what is a fairly large pistol. It's a Magnum. I don't know what it is, but it's
It's a large revolver, and he's showing everybody his foot is all bandaged up from having lost the last Russian roulette game, and he's trying to avenge himself. He's trying to get back. He's trying to shoot his friend in the foot, and it doesn't work, and his friend winds up shooting him in the other foot. Well, his right foot is bandaged. Now his left foot's got a big hole in it. Anyway,
jeez.
So anyway, you're right. Oh, my God. Some things you can't fix, honestly. anyway, yeah, you just, oh, my God. It's,
well,
I mean,
I'm sorry. That's not funny, but it's funny.
I fully expected. Go ahead, Lori.
Within 5 seconds. Yes, go ahead,
Lori. Are you saying it's funny, but it's not funny, okay?
I can show you the video. I've got it.
Within 5 seconds, this guy's got a pool of blood, a foot in diameter under his foot. And I can't tell you there's a lot of four-letter words in the next sentence, so I can't tell you what it says. But it is just beyond belief. I mean, it is, he shot himself with a .22. That was at least a .38, if not bigger. It might have been a .45. I don't know what this thing is, but it's a big chunky revolver.
Like a .357 to me.
I'm convinced they must have been using .38s because it didn't sound like a Magnum. But in any case, so much for gun control.
I want to see him play Russian roulette with a regular semi-automatic pistol.
I do too. And quit shooting at your feet, for God's sakes. Go center mass. So here's the deal. Moving along. So we have what's coming along with all of this other nonsense with your social credit, federal crypto, and your all this. You're going to have universal basic income because
right.
In short, and I've got a lot of points here. We can't spend 15 minutes on each one, but what's going to happen? There is every single Thursday we're getting a number of first-time unemployment, right around 750,000. About it's coming in anywhere from 750 to 830,000 a week, not a month, a week. First-time
right.
unemployment. So, I mean, you can't. You're not going to be able to hide something like this. I mean, you know, at some point this is going to just reach critical mass, and what they'll do to try to hide it is you'll get your Fed crypto card, and they will just pump you phony money. But, of course, that's going to create a couple of problems. It's going to create hyperinflationary spiral, of course. Also, in my opinion, it's going to create one of the seven deadly sins, which will be sloth. People will just lay there like a chunk of fat waiting for this meaningless money to get dropped on them. But at some point, it just won't be enough because of the hyperinflationary spiral. There is another concept that I wanted to also expose everybody to, and that is that currency wars, which is what we've been in for a while with China and others, everybody wants to have the cheapest currency so they have a trade advantage. Currency wars almost always turn into hot wars.
Yes.
Because Bitcoin is not a sovereign currency, it's not actually even a currency, it's actually hard money. And I know that, you know, whatever you think about Bitcoin, it doesn't matter. Let me tell you, What is happening in your life right now? In a minute, just in a minute, though I will.
Okay, you can tell us that after the break, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, you were going to tell us what our life was going to be like.
Well, I was just, I'm telling everybody is what life is like. Whether you're shaking your head no or not, this is what is happening right under your feet, is that big smart money, is doing everything they can to get away from the U.S. dollar. Before, of course, that pretty much meant gold and silver. But, of course, because the price of gold and silver is so heavily manipulated, that is to say they're kept right where they are, it has been an excellent safe haven, it has been a very bad, from an investment point of view, it was a good insurance policy, but as an investment, it sucked. And that will be, I think that will change soon. But the Bitcoin, of course, is monkeying around right now. It hit 60,000 again yesterday, and it is. Some people think that one coin will be worth a Lamborghini by the end of the year. Now, I have no idea, honestly, what a Lamborghini costs. I really don't. Nor would I buy one. if I could afford anything I wanted, I would pony up $5,000 and buy a really nice deuce and a half. I have
there you go.
A Lamborghini, and I will drive right over your Lamborghini and keep on moving. So that's the way I feel about it. But but Bitcoin you have is not a sovereign currency. It's not a dollar. It's not a yuan. It's not a rupee. It's nothing like that. It is a nationless, countryless, sovereignless money, which actually promotes peace. And that is the notion that I want to put here, is that while currency wars always involve political struggle, Bitcoin involves none of that. Bitcoin is a form of wealth which does not create strife. It does not create conflict. In fact, in many ways, you could say it promotes peace because there's no arguing.
Right.
Moving along, the ship stuck in the Suez Canal. Well, what a load of crap. It was widely opined that canal was blocked intentionally to further exacerbate shipping problems, to raise the price of oil and other things like that. I am very surprised that they got it out of there as quickly as they did. I don't know what to say about that. Gregory Mannarino has noted that there have been several missile attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities to prop up the cost of oil, which it's doing. So they'll just keep doing that. Ebola's back. Yes, Ebola. Is anybody right now who thinks that we're going back to the old normal is whacked out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings. But what you're looking at right now, I don't know who said it, but what did they say? The only constant is change. Well, you may be one of the normies that hates change. I'm one. I'm a normie. I hate change. I don't like when people move my cheese. I like to know where the damn cheese is. And when somebody moves my cheese, depending on what the moon phase is, I'll either slam a door or I'll yell at you. It just depends. So don't move my cheese. I like things to stay the way they are because, you know, at least I can cope with that. Well, it doesn't matter what I like. It doesn't matter what I like. What's going on here is that the new normal is that things are just going to keep changing. So you damn well better adapt and overcome, or you're going to get kicked to the curb and left behind. 55, now this is interesting, a new study, 55% of the middle class is not worried about hunger and homelessness. What do you think? And the real rate of inflation is 20%. Well, the reason that more than half of the middle class is now concerned about homelessness and hunger is because somewhere in the back of their mind they can see that their dollar is not buying what it used to, and their
their
income's not going up. Their income's not going up, and their standard of living is dropping precipitously. And so, of course, they can smell it. They can feel it. You know, you might not be able to see it because inflation is the invisible thief, but they can feel it. Somebody's picking their pocket. And I don't know what to tell you about that. The trade deficit's up $90 billion in February, as though we're making progress. You know, the new Biden administration, they're all over it. As I was telling Tim before the show, I used to pay $1.78 for a 2x4. I went to buy 4 2x4s earlier and wanted to put my seed trays in the hoop house up off the ground. I wanted to put them on some sawhorses with some 2x4s and set my flats in there so that I can I can get my growth up. I want to stimulate rapid growth. But instead of paying $1.78, I had to pay $9.04. That is your everyday low price at Lowe's, okay? That is what I'm talking about. Everyday low prices, $9 for a damn 2x4. We used to have them around here, and when I had enough of them that they got in the way, I would cut them up in 2-foot pieces and throw them in the burn barrel. I guess that's over. Cliff High. No more burning 2x4s. Now I'll put them on Craigslist. I'll Cliff High is talking about an interesting situation. Now, this was, unfortunately, and once again, as I was talking before the show to Tim, unfortunately, Cliff hasn't put up a video in a little while. But the last one he put up was an absolute corker. It was called The End of the Woo. And he is talking about this time that we're in right at this moment, extending from March 29th out to around June 1st. And with some real crap happening right around the middle of April. And he is talking about a situation involving gold, silver, re-engineered capitalism. The globalists struggling to maintain the illusion of normalcy, which is managed illusion. They're managing your illusion. And calling for hyperinflation. Well, okay, I'm only bringing this up so that I can say you heard it here first again. I told you about silver, told you about Bitcoin, told you about canning jars. So now I'm saying this now, just in case it comes true. And I think we all had a sense that something was going to happen soon, although I've had that feeling for about 10 years now. Any minute now, I'm going to stand here with my arms straight out until I finally get what I want, which is complete collapse. Never mind. My arms are getting tired. We'll see how this works out. Let's go feed the chickens instead. Speaking of which, not to change the subject, but I've got pulling weeds like mad, pulling chickweed, throwing 5 pounds of chickweed into the hen house at a time. Now, I'm getting 15 eggs out of 15 hens. Things are just, I know, they're just so happy. They just love them some chickweed. Watch for something to happen over the next 60 days, something really cool. The implosion of the middle class as we know it. We'll see. Here's something weird. General Motors, now my son Peter, whom you've met, Tim, Lauren, he does the metal for my company. He is also mining Ethereum. Although he's got a great computer, but as great as it is, he is only managing to mine 0.2 Ethereum each month. And so he wants to buy a better computer. I think what did he show me this morning? It's I want to say it's on sale for about $1,800, but he thinks that he can. Yet he thinks with this one, with the cores and all this, that he can get it up to, I don't know, whatever it was, but it was going to yield between 2,000 and 3,000 Bitcoin, $2,000 and $3,000 worth of mining each month. So, you know, while I'm not in favor of wasting money, if he can really do that, good. I say let's do it. There are a lot of people out there thinking that Ethereum is the future. That's an interesting thought. So we'll see how that works out. General Motors is going to, I believe, if this is correct, the same kid who is mining Ethereum sent me an article. GM apparently is going to make available a Chinese pickup truck that turns from a pickup truck into a flatbed. Which is going to sell MSRP $9,000. Okay.
Wow.
Now here's the deal. I mean, this is just now, once again, my personal opinion. If they could get that thing over here with a little diesel in it, I mean, I'll tell you what, I might be a buyer there. That would be really cool. A little diesel pickup truck that becomes a flatbed for $9,000. And I'll tell you what else too. Give it to me for 0%. 0% for 72 months and he's in. Anyway, I can live with that.
Let me know when you go to the showroom. I'll go with you.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I don't even want to own it. I just want to change it from a pickup truck into a flatbed one time. That's what I want. So global shipping is down 12%. as, you know, whatever, you know, 12%, whatever you're going to say about that. You know, so now we're ruling out the Ebola, which, of course, is a bunch of crap. Speaking of a bunch of crap, the French farmers are irritated with the French government. Let them eat cake. They're dumping truckloads of manure in front of the government buildings, okay? Now, I want to say two things about this. First of all, I'd have a hard time parting with a truckload of manure. I mean,
right.
I mean, can't they dump something else? Brie? I'm lactose intolerant. I love brie, but I can't eat it. I say dump brie. Anyway, so we see one more thing before we move on to gardening, which I'm dying to get to. We see that the dollar is hyperinflating madly against certain commodities in general, not oil so much, but against things like Bitcoin, silver, and lumber. We have, for the first time ever this week, I called my local silver dealer, and I was going to go down and get a little bit. Well, they don't have it. This is the first time they have said, we don't have any. That is startling. I mean, usually I could count on them, but they don't have any, and they told me, they would be glad to take my money, but they couldn't do anything for me until maybe June. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe June to me means maybe September.
Or maybe never.
And you know, so what, by the way, would you be doing with my money while I'm not getting any product? I'm not real sure how this works. This is like the worst drug deal I've ever heard of. You know, that's where you pay the... pay the drug dealer money and you don't get any drugs. It's ridiculous. So there you go. As though you thought I was kidding. Now I can't get any silver. So I just knew this was, and it's not going to get any better. And you've got the Perth Mint coming out saying they're all screwed up. So, you know, I think this run on hard assets, commodities in general, we are entering a mad bull market in commodities because nobody wants anything to do with the U.S. dollar. And everybody with a brain is getting away from the U.S. dollar in every way they can, whether it's Bitcoin, silver, buying commodities, whatever they're doing. They're trying to put their money somewhere where they think it's not going to disappear. Anyway, Tim, did you get that picture of that Panera plant that I sent you?
Yes, I did. Interesting.
Did you see that man's head in the middle of it? Did you know that was a man's head?
Yes, I
so
saw
what,
that.
How big would you say that leaf is across? 10 feet?
12, 15 feet? If it was looking at a scale to his head.
Well, he might have had that microencephalitis. He might have had that little tiny head. He might have been a normal guy. Anyway, I managed to find a root off of a mother plant. Now, here in Missouri, you know, my gunner will probably never look anything like that. I believe these things come from somewhere in South America. They're called two slang names. One is giant rhubarb. The other is dinosaur food. Which is why one leaf can be, you know, 12 feet across, 10, whatever it is. So, anyway, I wound up getting a chunk of a mother root. I had to pay, with shipping, $60, but I am just absolutely dying to see what this thing is going to do. Believe it or not, it's a bog plant. Now, you know, most plants, with the exception of, like, let's say a willow, which loves to be on the edge of water where they can dip their feet in, that kills most plants. If you get wet feet, that plant's going to, because they breathe through their roots. They exhale through their leaves, breathe through their roots. So normally if you get wet feet on a plant, you're going to lose that plant. A lot of times people will have a plant that has plugged up holes and they'll see it start to wither and they run and get the hose. And that's the worst thing you can do. If you see a plant that looks like it's going south, the first thing you want to do is stick your hand down in next to the roots and see if it's dry. And if it's dry, then it probably needs water. But if it's soggy down there, what you're doing is you're suffocating the plant, and you gotta get that thing up, and you gotta get oxygen to those roots. Well, anyway, the Gunnera is a bog plant. It actually grows kind of like in a swampish condition. My first inclination was to take this thing down in the back. We've got some areas that the septic tank will keep soggy, but I have a better idea, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. All right, Jim, we have break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Please hold on.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, you were telling us about your plan.
So I have these large black rubber pots. The trees normally, they're like
2 feet high and 2 feet across. And, of course, I realized that this may hamper the size of the plant ultimately. But in this climate, you can't overwinter Gunnera anyway. So I would have to pull that root just like I would the elephant ears and other things and take it in the winter. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it right where I can baby it, and I'm going to put it where it can be seen, too. Instead of putting it way back, you know, out of sight, I'm going to put it right where it can be, right where the, just in case it works, I want witnesses. So moving along to the more practical, something that applies to other people, regular humans. So over the last couple of weeks, we have the tomatoes are up. They're about 2 inches tall, some of the peppers. Yesterday I planted squash, cucumbers, and zucchini, and that is to say winter squash, summer squash, too. And I've been having, well, first of all, I am looking forward to tomato sandwiches. I love tomato sandwiches with salt, pepper, and mayonnaise in the morning. That is just the breakfast champions. Maybe on rye toast, really. But
there you go.
Oh yeah, rye toast. But what I've been having great luck with, and I love this subject is such a fascination to me, is that of germination chambers. Professionals, people who grow things for a living to sell, use germination chambers. And a germination chamber is nothing more than a controlled environment, no matter how big or small, that can keep temperatures around 75 degrees and humidity around 90%. So a lot of these people are using old non-functional freezers. They're not plugging them in. They're putting a small heating element in there that can be temperature controlled. And a lot of people will do something just as simple as putting in the bottom of this thing a cheap crock pot with some water in it, and they put a humidistat in there so that they can. That was really fast.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies.
The way I build incubators.
Right? Ladies and gentlemen, we have top of our break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss.